Hey, welcome to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. I'm going to be talking with all kinds of entertainers, musicians, artists, comedians, singers, songwriters, bands, about their life, their career, their inspirations, their philosophies. I'd love for you to subscribe, like, and leave us a review. This episode, we are visiting with the one and only Edgar Winter about a tribute album he's done for his late brother, Johnny, with friends like Michael McDonald, Joe Walsh, Ringo Starr, the late Taylor Hawkins. The list goes on and on. The album is incredible, and so is Edgar.
Hello, Jackie.
Hey, Edgar, I appreciate you taking time with me so much. I know we don't have very much time, so we're talking about Brother Johnny, your tribute album to your late brother. My brothers and I are not alone in calling your brother one of the most badass blues guitarists ever. And the album, it's been described as blazing, and I think that's very accurate.
Well, thank you. Are you ready to rock and roll? That's the question.
I'm ready, and it certainly does. I felt like my hair was on fire listening to that album.
Well, you know, it has so many incredible guest performances, and you know, there was such a passionate outpouring of love and respect for Johnny and his music, more than I ever would have imagined or expected. And you know, some of these people are longtime friends that I go way back with. You know, I didn't want to just make a typical tribute album. You know, I never asked any of these people to try to play like or sound like Johnny. My idea was to, you know, I wanted it not only to be a tribute to Johnny, but to the blues, mm-hmm. to rock, and to the guitar. I wanted to make a great guitar album. You know, I wanted to play Johnny's music, but I wanted these people to make it theirs and to play it in their own style. One of the things that I did was I didn't want anyone to play anything they didn't feel passionate about. So I let the artist pick the songs, you know, that they wanted to play. And I'd like to thank several people. I want to thank, first of all, my wife, Monique, to whom I've been happily and blissfully married now for 43 years.
Congratulations.
Not bad for rock and rollers.
Not bad for any time, any place.
Yeah. And in California, no less. But, you know, when I talked to Monique, she said, well, you always talk about how Johnny's your all-time musical hero. Well, and you wouldn't be where you are today were it not for him. Well, here's your opportunity to acknowledge that. And you owe it to yourself, to Johnny, to the world. And she couldn't have been more right about that in every respect. But I don't think without her love and support, I might not have had the strength and courage to do it, because I thought that it might be emotionally difficult, but it really turned out to be such a joyous, uplifting experience. As I said, so much love and support from everybody involved. And you know, you've got people like the Bodacious Billy Gibbons and Derek Trucks, you know, on I'm Yours and I'm Hers. And Billy, like, the perfect person to sing that song. His vocal is so gritty and
yes.
down and dirty, you know. And then like Still Alive and Well, you know, a classic rocker written by our longtime friend and collaborator Rick Derringer. Kenny Wayne Shepherd just kills it on that song. I want to thank the engineer mixer Ross Hogarth, who turned out to be not only that, but a producer and really co-creator of the album. He had so many invaluable suggestions, people that I never would have thought of. He suggested Taylor Hawkins, you know, to sing on Guess I'll Go Away.
Great choice. Great choice.
Great, you know, someone I never would have thought of. He, of course, worked with Keb Mo, you know, on the Taj Mahal album with Taj Mahal and Keb Mo, so he got Keb Mo to sing on Lone Star Blues and completely recreate that song. He suggested John McPhee from the Doobie Brothers to play Slide on Highway 61. Phil X, I wasn't that familiar, he plays with Bon Jovi. He's from Canada, a madman guitar player. He plays on, he plays rhythms. He plays on Jumpin' Jack Flash. It's his solo thing. David Grissom, who I didn't know at all, he's a fellow Texan, mm-hmm. a great guitar slinger who played with John Mellencamp, and he plays on Johnny B. Good, you know. But all these people, I don't normally listen to my own records. This one gets me every time. Like, it's not even my album. Because of all these great guest performances, I really trip out on it. And, you know, it's just like, these are the songs I grew up on. These are the songs that taught me and Johnny how to play. People like Ray Charles and Chuck Berry and Dylan and the Stones. These were the soundtracks to many of our early lives, and it's just such an honor. You know, when I finished it, I just had this immense feeling, like a sense of serenity and healing, and I felt like I knew Johnny in a way that I hadn't expected. Like, we were always close as kids. We were inseparable. But, you know, Johnny may have departed this physical plane, but his presence, his music, you know, his memory will live on in my heart forever. And I hope that's what this album will help perpetuate. You know, and I made it not only, you know, for Johnny, but the Winter family, for my wife Monique, my mother and father, John Winter, Edwin and Winter. And it's a life-altering experience for me, and really opened me up in a way that I never expected. A beautiful thing to be a part of.
It sounds like it was a joyful and cathartic experience for you. And I love on Stranger, it is so beautiful. Do you and Michael McDonald both play keyboards on that track?
I'm the only keyboard.
Okay.
On it. Now, it's either, there's another example of how this thing took on a life of its own with things that you never would have expected. Like, Joe Walsh and I go way back to, you know, like, he was in the James Gang, and we played shows together. And I thought Joe, being a rocker, I thought he'd pick something like Johnny B. Goode or Jumpin' Jack Flash. And he surprised me by picking Stranger, which is a very uncharacteristic Johnny song. You know, it's not like something you would expect him to write. It's a beautiful pop rock ballad. And Joe's genius and sensitivity on that are just amazing to me. After he did that, I don't know if you're aware of this, but Ringo is married to the lovely Barbara Bach, mm-hmm. and Barbara's sister, Marge, talked Ringo into making a guest performance. So I finally got up the nerve to call him, and he said, "Edgar, I'll do it for you." And I just touched my... my heart, and perfect thing to have. Then we were sitting around listening to this, and I had a scratch vocal on there, which was okay. And Monique said, "You know, Michael McDonald, I can just hear him singing this song." And as soon as she said it, I thought, "Wow, hello, pretty stranger."
So
the
beautiful
quality. That vocal is just magic to me.
It is.
You know, you've got like some of these people would be like the usual suspects, but like, you know, Joe Walsh, Michael McDonald, and Ringo Starr, you probably wouldn't even expect on the same differently than I ever would have imagined. So cool.
It's so cool, and I highly recommend everyone getting it. Amazon, iTunes, wherever you get your music, you're going to be so thankful that you did. And before we go, real quick, we've got about a minute. I'm going to ask you, what is one of your favorite all-time memories of your brother Johnny Edgar?
Well, I remember one day, Johnny always had the dream. He had the ambition. He was going to be a star, and he was Johnny Cool Daddy Winter with the pompadour and the shades and the guitars and the girls. And I was like the quiet kid that played all the instruments. It's funny how you have these memories. We were sitting up in the treehouse that our father built for us in the backyard, and Johnny was kind of staring up into the branches, and he said, "Edgar, I'm going to make it one of these days. And you may not believe it, but you are too." And then he just kind of got introspective, and he said, "I want you to remember this day and remember what I said." You know, I always thought that because of the closeness of our bond, Johnny was not only my musical hero, but he was a living hero to me. He showed me it could actually be cool to be an albino. He reached out to the world with his music, whereas I sort of retreated into my own private world. I always felt like no matter how old I get, what happens in my life, how far from home I end up. There's one person in this world that will always understand and know what I went through, and that person is my brother Johnny. So it's in that spirit that I dedicate the album. It, you know, it's not the album Johnny would have made, but I think it's the album he would have wanted me to make for him. So there you have it.
Absolutely amazing. Edgar, thank you so much for taking the time. What an honor to speak with you. I really, really appreciate you so much. And thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome, Jackie. And I want to thank all our fans out there for following my career as well as that of my brother Johnny throughout all these years. We love you all. Couldn't have done it without you. It's meant the world to us to be able to do what we most love and see you all out there having a great time. So keep on rocking.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rock Talk with Jackie Neal. Feel free to like, subscribe, share, and leave us a review.